it was all in one building except the quote primary grades, which was in a little wooden building. In fact, I think the school itself was wooden until I, maybe it was in high school. And then somewhere, I think in the 30s, they did what they call consolidating school. And then that's when they started using buses, school buses. And so there were country children that came in. There was a great disparity of ages and sizes in the grades. There were always, I have some pictures of fourth and fifth grade, there were always two or three children that were almost twice as big as the others. And they were the slow ones, you say. And let's...
How were the grades arranged?
Primary was just first and second, it seemed to me, were separate. And then you went into the grammar school. And I don't think it was called grammar school, and I don't know what it was called. And then the high school was the last four grades, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. No, 9th, yeah. 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, of course. Yeah, right, yeah.
What sort of arrangement did you have to sit at? Did you have regular desks when you came back, or how were they?
Well, you see, that changed. That changed, probably.
With the consolidated schools?
Well, it changed, yeah. The school building and everything, I think, changed. But I remember the desk with the... light. They have one in there, out in the back. The seat and the front table kind of made all in one, right? And I remember one of my worst punishments was when we got new ones. And I used the compass of one of the geometry, so it was that big, carved something on it. And the principal, and Dad was president of the school board, but still the principal called Mother, and they had to pay for it or something. Yeah, it was bad, yeah. And the teacher spanked our hands with rulers.
Did you call that what kind of punishment was it?
Well, Mother called it a corporal. I don't know what she called it, but she kept me out of school for 3 days. And it didn't do a bit of good, because Mrs. one of these good, hard-bitten, tough old birds. She had to be. We were in the fifth grade. It didn't make a bit of difference to her. Mother kept me out of school for 3 days.
Did you have?
We had to stand. We'd all, if we talked too much, something, we'd stand in the corner. We had to stand in the corner.
Would you play hooky? Do they call it playing hooky?
Yeah, but I was scared to play hooky. I never played hooky, but I think it was called playing hooky. Almost everybody in my class did one day in the home economics class, but I was a sissy and I didn't, but I wasn't in home economics, so they knew I would probably not do it. It would be a tell or something.
How did you refer to the teacher? Was she we're going to get a new school marm or
teacher.
School teacher?
Teacher,
or,
just the teacher.
How would she refer to you? Would you be, how would she refer to her
pupils, you mean?
Or students? Or
pupils.
Pupils.
Yeah.
And would you ever get, in fact, what was that called, anything? Was that wouldn't be a whipping?
And it wasn't called a spanking, of course.
A licking?
No, licking was with a switch. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty well discontinued, you see. There were a few of the